Hey there, this is Wesley Ryan, and you are listening to a brand new episode of The Positive Psychology of Pop Music. This week, we'll be checking out the musical inspirations and the positive messages behind the favorite songs of one of my brand new favorite people, actress Gina Comparetto. Now, before we chat with Gina and get into her musical inspirations, which I can't wait for you to hear, let me first tell you the story of how I met Gina Comparetto. One of my favorite actors from Days of Our Lives, Billy Flynn, had agreed to do an interview with me for the show after a recent Days of Our Lives fan event in New York City. As the event was winding down, in walks this ridiculously beautiful woman. Billy immediately leans in and whispers, "That's my fiance." And the smile on his face immediately let me know just how much he loved her. We grabbed a drink before the interview, and Billy continued to gush about what an amazing woman Gina was. So much so that I knew I wanted to pick her brain about her musical inspirations, and she very graciously agreed on the spot to do an interview for the show as well. Now, as someone who literally used to battle social anxiety as a child, who's now fortunate enough to interview some of his favorite musicians and actors today, I've made quite a lot of progress with regard to speaking to people I've never met. And while it actually takes a lot to intimidate me these days, I find that I can still be intimidated by women that I find to be ridiculously beautiful. As a gay man, I'm not entirely sure why that is. You'd think it would be the opposite. But fortunately, I wasn't intimidated in the presence of Gina Comparetto one bit. And that's because behind this incredibly, stunningly beautiful woman was one of the most chill, unassuming, friendly people I've ever met. And beyond just being incredibly easy to talk to, I also knew very quickly that Gina was someone who appreciated music in a way that not everyone does. That was evident right from the get-go as she told me the reason behind her love for her first musical inspiration.
I'd say Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart. In my youth, Joy Division just seemed like such an interesting band to me. Like they were so young but so intelligent and sang about things that I like. It really made you think and it really made you feel. And they were just a really important band to me growing up.
I loved listening to Gina talk about that moment of awareness when she realized that music could be really profound and give you some insight about the world. I remember feeling that way the very first time I heard Toad the Wet Sprocket, Fiona Apple, and a slew of other artists who've had a huge impact on my life and my personal perspective. So it is with great pleasure that I kick off Gina Comparetto's musical inspirations with Joy Division and Love Will Tear Us Apart. That was Joy Division with Love Will Tear Us Apart, the first of actress Gina Comparetto's musical inspirations. Now, the message of that song, at least on the surface, is that if we don't tend to love in the way that we're supposed to, it can actually have a negative impact on us. And that can certainly happen in a number of ways. Sometimes we neglect the love in our life, and we lose something really meaningful to us. Other times, the love itself is so volatile that it can cause us to lose touch with who we are as a person, or negatively impact other areas of our life. And it turns out, that same message is linked to the second song Gina chose for her list of musical inspirations.
I'd say Queen. Yeah, love of my life. And I think such a good song. And Freddie Mercury's voice is like insane.
Crazy.
I mean,
it's hard to find voices like that today, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he basically had the range of like an opera singer. Like he could hit notes that were just... Because I just think Freddie Mercury was such an artist in every sense. Like not only performance, but... lyrically, performance-wise, costume-wise, like he was just such a performer. And so I was just so blown away by him and Queen. But like that song, it's still just when I hear it, especially there's a live version online that when I hear it, it just gives me chills. It's like crazy. His voice was so powerful.
I've got to agree that Freddie Mercury was indeed one of those voices that only comes around every once in a while. And for that reason, this song actually inspires me in a way a little bit different than Gina, and probably you. Taken quite literally, the lyrics of this song recall a love that was so strong and so powerful that even though it's over, it will always stay with you. There's no running away or getting away from it, and the underlying message seems to be that perhaps we should have appreciated it a little bit more. And for me, I take those lyrics not towards a romantic idea of love, but for love of music as a whole. As we all know, life is painfully short, and in the last year, we've lost so many musical legends who not only affected us as individuals, but also changed the landscape of the world. And for several of those individuals, their music and legacy has seen a huge resurgence after their passing. Prince immediately comes to mind, as does David Bowie, who will be coming up in this very episode of The Positive Psychology of Pop Music. The frustrating thing is that both of these musical legends had been putting out new music well up until they passed away, but we had forgotten about our love for them. We had lost touch with how truly impactful they were, and it was only once they had gone that we remembered. So when I look at the state of the music industry today, and I see artists that have been around for decades being ignored, and sometimes being harshly critiqued for no apparent reason other than their age, I get pretty frustrated, because I think about when they pass, how all of a sudden our perspective will shift, and suddenly we'll care about what they had to say and about their musical impact all over again. But instead of doing that, let's recognize that now, while they can still feel our appreciation and our love, and while we can celebrate the music and the inspiration, instead of mourning its loss. Did I take the message of that song in a way that Gina or Queen never intended? It's entirely possible. But that's what I love about music. It speaks to each of us differently. How will this next song speak to you? Well, let's check it out and find out together. With Love of My Life, this is Queen. That was Queen with Love of My Life, one of actress Gina Comparetto's musical inspirations. And if Freddie Mercury's voice gave you goosebumps, which I know it certainly did for me, hold on tight, because the next song Gina talked about may just move you even more.
Actually, okay, Rolling Stones' Emotional Rescue. My mom loved, like, soul and R&B, and my dad was more of a rock and roll guy, but they both loved, like, Rolling Stones, because, I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah.
So I feel like Emotional Rescue, like, it kind of embodies all of that, like the funk, the soul, the rock and roll. It's just such a great Stone song.
So that was like the blend, like they agreed.
Yeah, cool. Like it's kind of like, it kind of connects sort of my two influences from my parents of like rock, soul, and like funk. And I don't know, it's just like it's just a fun song you can dance to. And it's a fun one.
My dad was country and my mom was like pop. So when Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton did Islands in the Stream, that was their union.
Such a good song.
All right, let's break this one down a little bit and take it in two different directions. The first, and most obvious, is that I am clearly a huge believer in the idea that music can be our emotional rescue. It has been for me in every single pivotal moment of my life. And that's the case for many people, especially those who may not have someone to talk to in their most painful or difficult moments. But I also love how this song represented something very specific for Gina and her family. This was the song that brought her parents together. Their different musical styles could both be found in this one song. And I can think of so many similar songs that have likely had the same effect in bringing people of different genres together. They may have both been country artists, but Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton created something really unique in Islands in the Stream that both my parents, who have very different musical styles, could relate to. And while we may no longer be together, the current title holder for The Love of My Life gave me our own magical musical collaboration moment when he introduced me to Alexis Jordan's Happiness, a song that perfectly combined my love of pop and his love of trance. So if we're going to talk about music bringing people together, Gina's given us the perfect band to do just that with. For as long as they've been together, and with as much music as they've produced, there is no telling how many people have been united by their mutual love of the Rolling Stones. Who knows? Maybe you're listening to this episode on a first date, and the song you're about to hear can create a connection between the two of you that leads to an amazing, lifelong love. And if that's the case, I really feel like you should invite myself, Gina Comparetto, and maybe even Mick Jagger to the wedding. Seriously, I'll totally come. Send me an email. But in honor of the union the song has already created, let's check out one of Gina Comparetto's favorite tunes, The Rolling Stones, with Emotional Rescue. Don't you know promises? Oh, Welcome back to the Positive Psychology of Pop Music, where this week we're checking out the musical inspirations of incredibly talented actress Gina Comparetto. Keep your eyes peeled for her next film project, the upcoming horror movie Apple Cart, which she promised me would have several blood-chilling moments. Now, I will personally be checking out Apple Cart, if for no other reason than to support Gina and what I know will be a fantastic performance. But doing so will require me to overcome a little bit of fear. Gina, I promise I'll try to be brave, but please keep in mind that I still get freaked out when I watch The NeverEnding Story. And judge me if you want, but that wolf puppet was downright terrifying. But if I need some inspiration to overcome my fear, it turns out that the next song on Gina Comparetto's list of musical inspirations may help me do just that.
David Bowie, I mean, it's so hard to pick one song for David Bowie, because kind of the same thing I was saying about Freddie Mercury, like he was such a true artist where I don't feel like there is many like that anymore, you know, of like the guy seemed like he was from outer space, like he could do anything. I mean, Queen Bitch is a great one. I've kind of made you like want to do more, like in every sense of like, oh my God, like why wouldn't you want to like dress like however you want to dress or like dance however you want to do, like very like just be unique. And I think he sort of stood for that of like being sort of a pioneer and innovator. The first time I remember like having a crush on someone was watching David Bowie in Labyrinth. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh God, yes.
But like
yeah.
he was the Goblin King.
Yeah.
And like ever since I was like probably 10 or 11, like I was infatuated with him. And then once I got into his music, it like all kind of became even more of a real infatuation of like him as a person, you know, but...
David Bowie has popped up so much on the last two seasons of The Positive Psychology of Pop Music. But even though he's received so much love from so many artists I've talked to, everyone seems to have their own unique reasons for appreciating his talent. And for Gina Comparetto, as well as myself, it's that fearlessness that David Bowie possessed. Expressing himself however he wanted to allowed him to live a life full of meaning and authenticity, but also inspired millions of people to do the same. In big ways, in small ways, just taking risks, being fearless, and feeling the power of being in control of the decisions you make in your life. In the realm of psychology, we call that your internal locus of control, and for me personally, there is truly nothing more powerful than realizing that even in the darkest situation, there are things you can do to make improvements in your life. That's the message I take away from the next song, and from the artist who gave it to us. This is Gina Comparetto's favorite tune from David Bowie. Welcome back to the Positive Psychology of Pop Music, where this week we're checking out the musical inspirations of actress Gina Comparetto. And remember, if you like what you hear, head on over to thepositivepsychologyofpopmusic.com for more episodes, interviews, and music from all the artists featured on the show. We have time for one more inspiration from Gina Comparetto, and if you listened to the previous episode of The Positive Psychology of Pop Music, you might experience a little deja vu, but you shouldn't be too surprised to hear that Gina loves this song as much as her now husband, Billy Flynn.
I guess I have to start with Band of Bees, I Love You, because it's not only going to be me and Billy's song for our wedding, but it's also like, it did kind of it was very significant in the beginning of our relationship. It was sort of just this like moment where I think both of us really like realized that something was really special and something really unique. And just, we were just, you know, it was just such a great moment of just love and our first like big trip we took together. It was like a really cool experience. So
you both have the same smile when you talk about that song. So
yeah, it definitely has that meaning, which is kind of hard to like express in words.
I absolutely love that both Billy and Gina not only chose this song, but that both of their faces lit up like Christmas trees when they described the exact same moment they heard it for the first time together. It was better than any scene from Days of Our Lives or any story I've ever heard about two people realizing their love for each other. I would be incredibly jealous and perhaps even have negative feelings towards them for having such a beautiful, positive, romantic moment if I wasn't such a fan of these two people and so genuinely happy that they found each other. Billy and Gina got married just a few weeks after my interview with them, and by all accounts, primarily their Instagrams, you have two people who realize how lucky and fortunate they are to have each other and a beautiful, life-changing love. It's the same type of love I wish for all of you out there, as well as myself, and hopefully we're all fortunate enough to not only have that love, but to have such a beautiful song to personally connect our commitment with. So, having just played this song on the Positive Psychology of Pop Music, I am as equally thrilled to play it for Gina Comparetto as I was for Billy Flynn. And thanks to Gina Comparetto for sharing her musical inspirations with us, and to each of you for listening. For the Positive Psychology of Pop Music, I'm Wesley Ryan, and with I Love You, this is Band of Bees.
Baby, there's no lie.